I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap, screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
435 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We are stoked. Well, at least we here at Casa Katz are stoked. Because Heidi and I got a big evening out tomorrow. Some of our favorite musicians, and I do mean favorite musicians, are going to be at Innsbruck After Hours. Look, my buddies Larry Krieger and Matt Krieger always put together award-winning shows. You know that. Tomorrow evening, Spin Doctors, Gin Blossoms, Blues Traveler. That's three for three. That is a grand slam right there. I checked with Matt Krieger. There are literally a handful of tickets left. And I do mean like a couple of tickets left. By the time I finish chatting with Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossoms, they're probably all going to be gone. So if I'm you right now, I would go to afterhoursinsbruck.com, afterhoursinsbruck.com. What a thrill it is to welcome Jesse Valenzuela to the program. Jesse, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. How are you?
I am great. I'm better chatting with one of my favorite musicians from one of my favorite bands.
Well, what a sweet thing to say. I love it.
I go back with the Gin Blossoms to the point where I think you and some other guy switched roles, didn't you?
So you've been with us for about 75 years now.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah, just like there right at the beginning. Go. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's going to be great. We haven't played here in a few years.
Yep.
At this particular venue, but we go way back with that place. We've been playing there for over 20 years. We were talking about it on the bus this morning. So it's going to be a great time, and we have a lot of friends. And I think we have a day off. We might head to downtown Richmond tonight to see if we can get into some trouble.
Oh, well, if you need any suggestions for trouble, I know a guy.
And, okay.
And then if you need the follow-up call to deal with the trouble you got into, I also know a guy. So I can help you out on both ends of this this little experience.
This grand adventure.
Yeah, so you're talking about being on the bus. Tell me what that is like. I mean, we who are your fans sit here, we enjoy the music, but I mean, this is a job, it's a mission. There's a lot that goes into what you guys do for us.
Yeah, well, the tyranny of the bus, it's all fine. It's a lot of bus. it's a small space and a lot of people.
Okay. Do you want to go alphabetically or by height and weight when you announce to us the people that you just can't stand sitting on the bus with?
It's not even that. It's just that we all know each other's stories already. So it's there's no new punchline.
Well, what about some new music? Are you guys sitting around kicking around song ideas? Are you thinking? When we get to Richmond, trouble to call.
I just got a new mix for a new song today, this afternoon. I just listened down to it, as a matter of fact, and have some notes for the mixer. Great guy, back in Los Angeles, and we're working on stuff.
Really? Okay. So what's the inspiration these days, as opposed to when you first got together?
It's the same. It's music. Really? it's music and movies and books and life, right? You just kind of go along. If you engage, I try to listen to a lot of music, and doing that brings ideas. And I try to sit down every day for a bit and free form and play guitar and try and come up with ideas
every day. Wow. Wow. All right. So you're still loving what you do. Now, you mentioned you're listening to music. Obviously, you're talking to somebody who listens to your music. Dare I ask, is it out of like impolite to ask you what Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossoms is listening to?
Well, I like the new Pete Yorn record. Okay. I think it's beautiful.
Okay.
I like that new Orville Peck song. Oh. Songs that are coming out. He's got a nice new record out.
Okay.
And there's lots of indie bands that I don't think you'd ever heard of that I just kind of come across. I like to turn on Spotify and say quiet acoustic music and then just listen to whatever comes on, and I'll spend hours doing that.
No kidding. Okay. Well, I'm thrilled to hear that you mentioned Orville Peck. It's one of the few people perhaps that you would mention that I do know, because my youngest son actually introduced me to Orville Peck. I don't know, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, whenever it was that he was first coming out. And of course, my son had to explain to me, Jesse, well, you know, his name isn't really Orville Peck, and he's sort of a cowboy. He's not a cowboy. He wears a mask, and I think he's Canadian. It's like, oh, well, sure. What could possibly go wrong with this?
I think all of that applies.
Yeah.
I love it. I think he's just beautiful writer, songwriter, and I like it because, you know, kind of reminds me of Elvis and Roy Orbison.
Yes.
With his own take, and he's got that new song. It's really killer. So, yeah, well, your son has good taste, it sounds like.
Well, thank you. Thank you. He and my wife and I were battling it out as to who was going to be utilizing the two tickets we have to see you guys tomorrow. At the moment, you'll be happy to know I'm in the lead, but you know, he could still come up on the outside and snatch those tickets from me.
Well, you better believe it.
What is the best part of being on the road? If traveling on the bus can be a challenge, I guess that's a nice way to say it. What's the best part of this whole experience?
That's a lovely way to say it.
Yeah.
I like playing.
Yeah.
We only our show, it goes by very quickly. It's an amazing show. Spin Doctors, who we've known from back in the day, we've toured with extensively, and the wonderful guys, and their show is amazing. And then our show is amazing. We have a great show too. And then the Blues Travelers have an amazing show as well. It's a good time, but I really do enjoy going down to the theater and warming up, sing a couple songs backstage, warm up my fingers, get ready to play, and then go out and do it.
When you are on the road like this, Jesse, and you are, obviously, you're part of three great bands. I mean, you guys, just solid. I mean, there's no way to look at those three bands and go, well, yeah, I mean, they're all hit makers. Do you spend a huge chunk of time listening to Spin Doctors open things up and then hang around till John Popper sings that last note? Or when you're done, do you say, I got to go get a beer and maybe a nap?
I definitely am of the go back to the hotel and get a nap kind of
okay.
guy,
okay.
But I do stick around. I do. We trade nights with the Blues closing.
Okay.
So, I do stick around and watch them cause they're so beautiful to watch.
Okay.
And, I do sit in with them occasionally, and it's like a highlight of my career to play with those guys.
How cool is that? I love it. Jesse Valenzuela joining us from Gin Blossoms. One thing I didn't realize as I was sort of studying up a little bit on this conversation, Jesse, was all the work you've done, if I understand correctly, for movies and television. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I've been doing it for a long, long time, and I have a lot of songs in, like you said, in movies and television, current shows,
mm-hmm.
old shows. A lot of it's what they call interstitial music, which you wouldn't recognize. because it's played so quickly, as well as I've had theme songs for TV shows, and I've written for other artists' music and songs, and I just try to stay busy because I enjoy it so much.
And there's a business to this, correct? I mean, you love what you do, but you also got to pay the bills. So is that part of the writing songs for other people, or are you writing a song you love and then you say, okay, you, Orville Peck, this would be perfect for you?
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, Orville. Orville, I've got something for you. Yes, of course. Well, it's not a financial motivation. I do it all the time anyways. Yep. And sometimes it brings forth money and sometimes it doesn't, but I would do it either way. I enjoy it. It's something I've always done.
I think that is so cool. The idea that even at this point, as you say, you're sitting down, you're listening to other people's stuff, you're putting together new stuff, you're still jamming each and every night and enjoying it. Tomorrow, when you are performing, and I'm in the audience, my wife is in the audience, maybe my son is there, I don't know, maybe the wife and the son do a tag team and swat places in the middle or something, but anything in particular we should be looking for or listening for that maybe is going to be just a tad different than the last time you were through?
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't. With shame, I say no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, but that's okay.
I think that, you know, we have a lot of, I mean, this is some uptown problems, but we have a lot of hits. So, you know, we got to play those hits.
Yeah.
And some of the songs that weren't hits but still very pop, weren't, you know, certifiable big hits, were still sort of semi hits. They deserve the attention of getting played too. So we don't really play in this set that we're only playing an hour because mm-hmm. every band, you know, is getting an hour slot.
Right.
We don't have time to go do D tracks or to explore. So it's going to be you know, a heart racing, hit filled show.
Nothing wrong with that. Gosh, don't apologize.
That's okay, right?
Are you kidding me? And as you say, that's an uptown problem. What a great problem to have.
But I do go. I love to go see bands when they can stretch out and play. They've got the time to. The other issue, maybe, you know, people don't really want to see music for that long anymore. I'm finding, you know.
Really? Wow.
Well, I seem to think, especially, you know, you got to have this venue we're playing tomorrow is very comfortable.
Yes.
And it's just such an agreeable spot.
Yeah.
And it's pretty and it's green and the breeze starts up and you think, wow, it's kind of nice to be in Richmond.
Well, I certainly hope you say that. And I will tell you that Innsbruck After Hours and, you know, Larry Krieger, Matt Krieger, they're dear friends for a long time. And they really they birthed this whole idea a long time ago. But they do make it a comfortable space. And at least for me, Jesse, I do love kicking back and just saying, you know, there's for a couple of hours anyway, there's no place I'd rather be other than where I am right now.
Well, that's lovely. I mean, and that's the truth. And I've always enjoyed playing it. Like I say, we've been playing there for 20, 25 years.
Yep.
From the early days when it was a pretty simple place.
Yeah.
And to see it every year grow and get bigger, and the crowds get bigger, and to where it's a really fantastic spot.
Well, we are so excited you're coming here, Jesse. My wife and I will be the ones clapping the loudest. If you can hear us over the rest of the crowd, good job.
I appreciate you.
We'll look forward to it tomorrow. Safe travels and enjoy your time here. We will talk again soon, I hope. That is the great Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossoms. Now, you heard what he said. Spin Doctors, Gin Blossoms, Blues Traveler. These are three certified hit makers. You could have a standout show with one of those bands, but Larry Krieger said, we're bringing all three in, about an hour for each one. It's a full evening. Doors are going to open at 5 as they normally do, or 6. Stuff will get underway. There's just no way not to enjoy that. Oh, you know what? That's not true. There is a way not to enjoy it if you don't have a ticket. I do know there are a literal handful of tickets still available. So I don't want you to miss this. Don't worry about it. Heidi and I are already locked in. I mean, we're going. We're good to go. But if you would like to go, go to afterhoursinsbrook.com, afterhoursinsbrook.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.